the mode. Sure, it's easy to be called a moon, not a planet. You don't have to care so much for other people's opinions. The most they can say is, how bright the moon is tonight. Isn't it romantic?
I can see the cheese.
Stupid humans. I never liked them. But the planet I have the misfortune of bonding with insist on having them. And let's just say, a long time ago, more ages than these humans can count, I felt something for Earth. We used to gaze at each other through this distance, and time itself would be still. The sun blessed our union, but it also brought the unwanted visitors. Comet upon comet hit my surface as I shielded Earth from the onslaught. As a reward, Earth grew tired on my face. She's afraid that I, the moon, alone is not enough to protect her. What an ungrateful planet Earth is. So she popped the question one day, would you like to have children? I didn't know it was within the realm of natural law. I mean, I myself used to be part of Earth with that logic. She would be having children with her planet child. But I could not say no. That was the start of this nightmare called the planet mode. The recipe for planet life is surprisingly simple. The sun lured in comets that carried moisture. To be truthful, I never really understood the attraction between Earth and the sun. I thought I, the Earth moon, was the only one that Earth can exert influence on. I was wrong. Sun was the one who planted the seed for the coming disaster. The next step for planet life is just peak Earth. Somehow, Earth modulated its molten core in order to send out this irresistible gravitational wave, and I was trapped. It felt like a kiss. It felt like making love. And not for the first time. We were dancing. Now, with Earth's plump body and wet surface. At first, I was elated. I thought I had my partner back. We felt such attraction that we had never felt before. The friction is so strong. Even my lackluster stone core is turning pink from the heat. There's nothing compared to what would happen to Earth. She erupted. Under my constant caress, she exploded like a nova. The red rivers from her eruption mixed with the sparkling blue waters created huge plumes of cloud. They hid the Earth's surface from me. For a time, I didn't know what was happening on Earth's surface, but I was content because Earth is reveling in this new development. The happiness ended when the mold took hold. At first, they were too tiny to see. Then I noticed the change of color on my beloved Earth surface, where the clouds parted. Green. What on Earth could that be? I asked Earth. I demanded to know what is happening to her, but she wouldn't talk to me. Maybe she didn't know what's happening herself. Maybe she's ashamed of it. But green is not normal planet color. Sure, they are gray, black, super gray, black,
grayish blue, grayish red, yellowish red. Those are healthy colors. If you're a celestial body, green, that's the first sign of a planet in trouble. Sure enough, a blink of the cosmic-eyed mold took hold. You may call them sentient life, but I assure you, there's nothing sentient about these monsters with no understanding of their place in the universe. How can they? When their very existence requires so much work from the powers that they can't even sense. Alas, Earth was enthralled. She does not see with reason anymore. Her eyes are clouded by her now oxygen-rich atmosphere. She does not talk to me. Maybe she can't. But I still pine. I know she still feels me. And my wave upon wave of pleas for her to turn back, to forget about her foolish dream of living peacefully with the mold. I wait for that day when we are alone again. After all, in the blink of a cosmic eye, anything can happen.